The U.S. Commerce Secretary visits Utah. The Utah Department of Health extends credit monitoring services to those affected by last year's data breach. And the University of Utah College of Nursing looks to improve care for sick and injured veterans. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Friday, April 19th. I'm Brian Grimmett. One of the nation's top commerce officials was in Utah yesterday admiring the state's economic development strategies and touting the president's new initiative designed to bring high-tech manufacturing and clean energy jobs to communities across the country. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
U.S. Deputy Secretary of Commerce Rebecca Blank toured Hexcel, a company in West Valley that produces structural materials for aircraft and space vehicles. Blank says Utah has explicitly built the infrastructure necessary to attract this type of industry and create jobs.
I'm here to say, what did you do and how did you do it? And how do I build on this in other communities? What do I tell other communities that want to follow this same model?
Sophia DeCaro is Deputy Director of the Utah Governor's Office of Economic Development. She joined Blank and other government and business leaders to talk about the future of manufacturing in the U.S. and how it's changing.
You know, it's no longer the blue-collar perspective from, you know, the past. It's now this advanced manufacturing, which is very high level, putting us on the map at a global scale.
Blank took note of Utah's successes and also highlighted a plan included in President Obama's 2014 budget proposal. It would provide communities seed money to invest in the infrastructure necessary to attract manufacturing jobs like Hexcel. That could include roads, bridges, and workforce development programs. The plan would also expand existing programs that market communities to foreign companies. Blank says both Republicans and Democrats understand the need to get communities at the forefront of attracting manufacturing investment.
These are not high-cost programs. They're programs that, for, you know, a relatively small amount of dollars, can leverage quite a bit of economic activity in the U.S.
The president's budget proposal is subject to congressional approval. Whitney Evans, KUER News.
With additional funding from the Utah legislature, the Utah Department of Health is adding an additional year of credit monitoring for those whose personal information was stolen last year in a massive data breach. Data Security Ombudsman Sheila Walsh McDonald says she has spoken to thousands of victims and their most common request has been for longer protection. She says only 25% of those who were eligible last year signed up for the service, so now is also a good time to sign up.
We are offering an opportunity for those who did not enroll to take advantage of this time to contact my office and to take advantage of the second year of services that are being made available.
Walsh McDonald also wants people to ignore renewal notices from Experian that have been sent out, which has added to the confusion. 280,000 residents had their Social Security numbers stolen in the breach. Another 500,000 had less sensitive personal information stolen by hackers in March of last year. Walsh McDonald says the latest information is available at health.utah.gov/databreach. Faculty and staff from the University of Utah College of Nursing held a special workshop for healthcare professionals yesterday. It was called Improving Care for Veterans Facing Illness and Death. Kathy Supiano, an assistant professor in the College of Nursing, says the program was designed to raise awareness of veterans' needs in both a hospital and a hospice setting.
This is a real honor to participate in a program that not only honors our veterans, but will care for them at what may be the second most challenging experience of their life. The first, of course, perhaps being the combat experience, but the second most is, and this is true for all of us, preparing to face the end of our life.
Supiano says staff members from local VA hospitals and nursing homes participated in the seminar, as well as a group of caregivers from Hill Air Force Base.
The West Valley city manager plans to create a special panel to review almost 100 cases from his city police drug unit that have been dismissed by prosecutors. City manager Wayne Pyle says the review is meant to help the city learn from its mistakes and prevent them from happening again. The panel will include a retired judge, a former district attorney, and someone from the police department. Federal and local prosecutors have dropped 96 cases from the suburban department's drug unit due to a lack of credible evidence. The FBI is also investigating allegations of corruption within the unit. Even though Google is taking over the iProvo fiber optic system, residents of Provo will be paying off the system's debts for years to come. Google is paying just $1 for the system that cost $39 million to build. The city will pay off what it still owes on the system with a $5.35 fee on utility bills. Albert Smith, who was among the Navajo code talkers in World War II, passed away this week at the age of 88. A news release from the Navajo Nation President Ben Shelley says Smith also received the Congressional Medal of Honor for his actions. He served in Saipan, Tinian, Iwo Jima, and the Marshall Islands. The code talkers used the Navajo language to create a code that the Japanese military was never able to break. Smith was an advisor on the movie Wind Talkers, which dramatized the code talkers' contribution. The president of the Navajo Nation has ordered flags on the reservation to fly at half-staff through the weekend in his honor. A group of Cedar City residents is pushing back against the federal government's regulations of the Utah prairie dog, which they say is overrunning their city. Attorneys from the Property Rights-Oriented Pacific Legal Foundation have helped residents file a lawsuit in federal court challenging rules that prevent them from driving the rodents from their own property. The Utah prairie dog is designated a threatened species by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services. And finally, the University of Utah will host an electronic recycling event today. You can drop off broken computers, TVs, stereos, and other electronic devices at the University Services Building across from the track station on South Campus Drive. The university and local governments are partnering with Samsung for the event. And that is your KUER News Pod for Friday, April 19th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, check out our new free smartphone app that you can download for your iPhone or Android device. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.